The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Angry girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Hello, everybody. Welcome, my brother, and me, an advice show and serial roundup, rap gap. The modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, Travis McElroy.
I'm your babyest baby brother, Griffin McElroy. Let's get to the rap gap.
Yep.
Is that
rap? No, it's rap a rap gap. Cap. It's like a wrap up and a recap.
Okay.
This is your official serial after show. So where we look at the latest episode of True Crime Special Serial and we discuss where the clues are leading us.
I have to say, I think it's pretty obvious at this point.
What do you think, Travis? What are your suspicions based on the recent revelations that the Best Buy was a front this whole time?
Well, I'm going to say two words, Justin. Fugue state.
Fugue state.
I think the reporter entered into a fugue state and did it, and now, like 15 years later, is like reporting on the crime. Huge twist. Shyamalan.
I will say that is a fucking awesome cover up. Is like, I'm going to get to the bottom of this, but I'm having trouble getting to the bottom of it. Are you having trouble getting to the bottom of it, or are you the bottom?
Well, she doesn't know because it was a fugue state. That's the twist. It's like she's going to like find out and be like, oh my God, it's all pointing to me.
If she wasn't forgetting what happened every day whenever she fell asleep, mm-hmm. it would be so much easier for her to catch the criminal.
Yep. Series finale is just going to be her like, all of this discussion of trying to remember where these teens were makes me want to try and think where I was. Let me think. Oh my God, I can't believe. Oh my God, I'm covered in blood still.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably the craziest thing about Serial to me, a podcast that I listen to, is where is this lady finding all these teens?
Yeah,
she seems to know where a lot of teens hang out, and I swear to God, I haven't seen a teenager in 3 years.
And if you did, how the fuck would you approach them without scaring them away? Like some.
I want to talk to you about a Best Buy parking lot. No,
how do you get teens to talk to you? The craziest thing about this show, as long as we're talking about Serial, is that the events in it happened 15 years ago, and there are people on this show that talk about what happened at a certain time. I have 4 pictures. In my entire mind's eye from my entire freshman year of high school 15 years ago. And one of them is me sitting in sweatpants listening to DC Talk on a portable CD player the band instrument closet.
And in your head, it's just subtitled, Coolest Day Ever.
Justin,
coolest
where were you?
Coolest day ever.
Where were you on February 20th, 1995? I can tell you exactly where I was, motherfucker. Check the DC Talk.
Check my DC Talk. Let me open up my Discman and you check the memory.
But then
you see I was listening to Jesus Freak on that exact day.
Then he opened up the Walkman. And there was no DC Talk. It was Newsboys. Murder solved.
Fugue state.
Fugue state. I think that I have only listened to half of an episode, but I'm starting to think that maybe this is fiction. This is a work of fiction. And I know that you can Google it and like find the news reports saying that this girl was actually murdered.
It's an ARG. They planned
it. But maybe it's a fucking ARG. And maybe I think that somebody is using this to sell us all Pringles. I think it's a Pringles ARG.
That does explain why they keep talking about Pringles at the scene of the crime.
Exactly. Jay is like, he called me up and he was like, I'm going to murder her today. Sir, I'm going to have to, I got to ask you to stop eating those Pringles while we're taking your testimony.
I'm sorry, now that I've popped, I just can't stop.
I just cannot stop.
The most frustrating like experience of serial listening must be for the guy who used to run Circuit City. Because every episode is an extended commercial for Best Buy. Like, they don't need the exposure. I bet that guy is wishing on every star he can find that someone would get murdered in the parking lot of a Circuit City 15 years ago because he needs that heat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what I think the most confusing thing about Serial is?
What's that, Travi?
I have listened to 9 episodes, and they have yet to mention Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Okay, come on.
Low-hanging fruit is the sweetest of fruits.
I think we're more than 200 episodes into this thing. I think that we can hold ourselves to a higher standard than that.
Okay, but I will say...
French Toast Crunch?
In Travis's defense, I have had at least 3 experiences in the past couple weeks since Sydney and I started listening to Cereal, where she will say to me, I read the craziest thing about Cereal yesterday, and I'll perk up like,
Hello.
That is a favorite topic of mine.
Did they brought back Oops All Berries? It's called Aw Fuck All Berries.
I might have killed a girl all berries.
Aw shit. All berries.
Aw dunk.
Where were you when all these berries happened?
What if it ties back to that? Jay is like, yeah, I totally remember. He was eating a bowl of Oops All Berries. Nope. Sorry. Oops All Berries is out of circulation then. Check the calendar. It was not being made then. Oh, I'm sorry. He was eating a McRib. No, he wasn't.
No, he was not.
He was not eating a McRib.
He was listening to DC Talk. Was he or was it Switchfoot? Aw, shit. All berries. Let's do a question.
Yeah, that sounds good.
By the way, sorry. Can I apologize to everybody that this is what I sound like? You can hear my slimy vocal cords just slapping together, forming each consonant and vowel, and I apologize.
Like a drunk seal.
We had to alter Griffin's voice because he doesn't want to be identified.
I don't want to be identified. I'm actually the guy from the Cereal show. I need to listen to more of it.
My wife won a car a while back and firmly believed it had something to do with a lucky crystal she bought.
I'm quit.
Ever since then, there has been an increasing number of crystals appearing around the house. Am I good?
God damn you. Ugh, fuck. You can't make me laugh like that when I got the consumption.
You actually sound better. I feel like the crystals healed you.
Oh, fuck. Thank you. Oh, it was the topaz. It was the lustrous topaz.
On an episode of Penn and Teller's Bullshit, they say this phrase, like, everybody's got a gree-gree or something along those lines of, like, everybody's got a thing that, like, they cling to. It's, like, their special, like... And I feel like this is a case of that. I think if everybody were to look deep within themselves, everybody has a thing where they were like, oh, yeah, when this really good thing happened, I was wearing this T-shirt. So, like, this is my lucky T-shirt. And they always kind of say it, like, jokingly, like, I'm using a tone of voice that shows that I don't really think this is serious, but said it 20 times today.
It's so serious. But here's the thing. Can I tell you two something? I've never fucked with crystals, and I've never won a car.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Justin gave me his Oldsmobile Cutlass Sierra when he upgraded, and I guess that was free. And
to be fair, you were on crystal meth at the time.
Okay, I was on that crunchy.
Your lucky light. Crystal meth.
I was on that sweet crunch, that Oops All Berries, and I did get a free car, so I take it back. Crystals are legit. They resonate at a frequency that human beings can't understand, but the Silurians can.
I think that if someone says they have a lucky crystal, you should tell them they have to eat it. Because, think about it. If it's so lucky, that should go fine. If it's so lucky, you should want it inside of you, powering your body.
Yeah.
Like Krang in that weird exoskeleton. You should want this stone, this crystal, inside of you if it's so lucky. So eat it already.
She should start fighting crime or something. It's like, yeah, I have a crystal that protects me from all harm. Like, cool.
You need to leave here or we're going to shoot you to death. Yeah, go ahead and try. Check out my amethyst, motherfucker.
I want a car with this shit.
I want a car with this, and it also makes me unkillable.
I might be leaping to conclusions.
I might be leaping to conclusions here, but just try and shoot me through the topaz. You cannot, sir.
This story is distinctly American. We find one crystal that has the magic power to give us cars, and what do we do? Are we thrilled that we found them? No. We start trying to scam crystals from every which way we can.
Exactly.
Did you exhaust the charge on that? Like, why don't you just roll with the one lucky crystal that you found?
It sounds like the reporter from Serial could use a magic topaz, and somebody would hand it to her, and she'd be like, oh, it was Jay. Oh, God. Of course. The whole time it was right in front of me. It was Jay the whole time. I'm so sorry. Crystal. I just wasted everybody's time for a dozen hours trying to figure this thing out. I could have just touched this topaz and the answer would have revealed itself to me.
Do you think maybe it's like a ring of keys where this is her lucky car crystal and then she's got like a lucky job crystal and she's got like a lucky, like the food order I made came back perfect crystal.
Do you think she has a crystal that helps her find sweet crystals?
Like, oh, this is my crystal lucky crystal?
Yeah.
This is my Crystal Gale crystal that I find rare. Crystal Gale vinyl.
I think that if this is her thing, if this is like your wife's thing, there is a saturation point where I think you get to say like, honey, the crystals, they're everywhere. We don't have money for food because you bought crystals. But I think like...
I think that line is the first time you step on one.
Yeah.
Like the first time. Not so lucky, it seems. It seems this one might be busted. Check the energy on it. Somebody call a Ghostbuster.
The energons in this one aren't quite matching up. Maybe we go a different way.
Do you want a Yahoo?
Yeah. Hit me.
This Yahoo was sent in by Sarah Benson. Thank you, Sarah. You sent in a lot of great Yahoos this week, Sarah. So I feel like we should have a new segment on the show called Game Recognize Game, where people just like crush it with Yahoos. Game Recognize Game, Sarah Benson. Great job. It's asked by Yahoo Answers user. Whoa, fuck. B4I, and then there's a check mark, and then URU, and then it's slash, and then 18? That probably means some sort of sex thing.
B4I, check you.
This random string of gobbledygook asks.
Before I check you, are you slash?
Before I check you, are you 18? That's what it is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Gross.
Cool history you must have. Cool backstory that you have contained in a single username.
This horrible goblin asks, in the Truman Show, do they film him when he's in the shower, in the toilet, or making love?
Topical.
Because they film every second of his life, but those things are pretty big parts of everyone's life. It is certainly a big part of mine. And I don't think they'd show the whole world that. It's a pretty big plot hole.
Okay.
Are you saying it's a big plot hole, or is the question asker asking?
Good morning, good evening, and in case I don't see you again, good night. Be right back. And then he has diarrhea for 45 minutes.
I'm gonna say that this is the most frustrating Yahoo Answers question we've ever had, and I'll tell you why. In the movie The Truman Show, when he is about to make love, they deal with that, and the camera pans to the curtains. It's a whole fucking scene, and they deal with it.
Okay, but maybe it's sweep sweep.
Oh, okay. And maybe you want to show full penetration.
Maybe the camera operator is asleep at the wheel, and they show full Jim Carrey penetration.
Wouldn't it be a great scene in Truman Show if they'd pulled back and the whole time there was just a camera operator standing there, pretend like I'm not here.
It is an artificial way to boost ratings of, hey guys, this week, it's shit week. We're not going to pan away when he's shitting.
We put X-Lax into all of Truman's meals. Enjoy.
Why am I shitting so much every week right before Christmas every year? It's the Truman Show Christmas special. Come around. Gather around the log, kids, as Truman shits his brains out liquid waste. It's a nightmare.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
How does it all end? Well, he's probably going to shit himself to death because you keep poisoning him. That's what I think.
I tell you, I don't know if this policy extends to self-pleasuring, but if I had been the star of the Truman Show, the years between middle school and the end of high school would have featured a lot of pants.
A lot of camera panning.
Go ahead and secure that Better Homes and Gardens sponsorship now. You are going to get some prime placement for your curtains.
Top of the credit roll will be courtesy panner. And it's just like from 12 to 19, just like that dude is going to earn that paycheck.
Mom, why are my curtains now covered with the Pepsi logo?
Well, because it's funny. Because of your sin.
Because of your sin, you did that.
Do you think that if Truman had just turned out to be like a really boring dude and like the show had gotten canceled, they would have murdered him?
We should ask the stars of Utopia. Who are currently living through this exact thing.
Oh, God, guys on Utopia. First of all, I'm sorry that I canceled your television show by talking about it on our podcast. This podcast is basically the Indian in the cupboard of reality shows, by which I mean if I say something happens, then it becomes real and it becomes extant. I have to be fucking careful with this power, with this crystal power that I've developed, mm-hmm. and not like say any shit about Survivor or Amazing Race, because how could I live without those?
Truman, what other activities would the camera not be able to show if true? Like, what would you not put in the show?
What if he was super racist?
Super racist.
And it was just like, hey, can we get like some good influences in there? We've tried. Like the teachers have done, the parents have done. I don't know where he gets it from.
I don't know.
He's super racist.
His whole life has been artificial. We've controlled every single element in his life. I do not know. Has somebody been sneaking him blue-collar comedy? Has somebody been smuggling blue-collar comedy into the biodome?
We don't really deal with, like, Truman's super excited when he gets out. If I found out that people had filmed everything I'd done until I turned 30.
Oh, my God.
Woof. That is going to be a hard nap for me. I'm going to have to lay down for a little while and just sort of process.
That would have been a way better ending of that movie if he was like, so all the jerk-offs? Yup. Yup. Every single one? Because I did 3,482, and the audience loved each and every one.
And also, Truman, we need to let you know there's a thing called the internet. And people have been tracking these obsessively. There are several Tumblrs devoted to your jerk-off schedule.
How about another question?
I do my laundry at the laundromat. Sometimes when I go to bump my clothes from the wash to the dryer, all the dryers have clothes in them. Some of the dryers won't even be in the process of drying the clothes. Clothes will just be hanging out in the dryer, taking up space. What's the appropriate amount of time to wait for the owner of the clothes to arrive and remove their dry clothes before you just get fed up and take the clothes out and put them on the counter somewhere so you can use the dryer? That's from Ornery in Oregon.
When I think about this, I think this just says a lot about me in that I just, if I encounter this problem, I think, man, I'm losing at laundry today. I'll wait. Like, I just feel like the other people got there first. They did it better. And I am losing at
laundry.
Well,
they didn't do it better if they just leave their fucking garbage in the dryer for 6 days.
Is that not a worry for other people? I mean, movies have made me afraid that people are going to steal my clothes out of the dryers.
Can you imagine? It took me a long, long time to develop my look. You guys know this.
Sure.
Yeah.
About me.
Of course.
My look, it took me a really long time to discover that my weird body shape mm-hmm. can only really truly be accommodated by V-neck t-shirts from Old Navy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So maybe not like a lot of work, maybe a lot of initial like investigation, but then I just know to buy chunky midsection t-shirts at Old Navy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I spent a lot
of those like high collared t-shirts.
Yeah.
And it looked bizarre.
It looked bizarre.
It was like a melting marshmallow on a rotten stump. It was exactly. Bizarre up
that
there.
Was my whole body was just all very stumpy and rotten. Just bad all over. Just sour.
And then you put on the Old Navy V-neck. It was more like, oh, that's like a neutral. Okay.
That's like a neutral. Where did Griffin go? And I've spent a lot of money on these $3 t-shirts. Can you imagine just being like, I'm going to leave my entire look and I'm going to go down the street to Chipotle for 4 hours and just like, good luck, clothes. Just stay right there. Don't get stolen. It is. That's like my baby. You know what I mean? That my mm-hmm. look is everything mm-hmm. to me. And you're just potentially sacrificing that.
It would take so long to rebuild that look from the ground up. I'm not sure you could.
25 minutes to remember the colors of shitty V-neck t-shirts that I got from Old Navy that last for about 4 weeks. I couldn't do it, man. I couldn't do it.
This week's episode sponsored by Old Navy.
Old Navy. Their t-shirts will hide your grotesque thorax.
Protect yourself from the prying eyes of a cruel, cruel world with Old Navy's chunky midsection V-neck t-shirts.
Become instantly invisible with Old Navy's utterly forgettable line. Just
hey,
$10.
How come all the parts of your body are super little except for that one part of your body that's weirdly super big? Doesn't matter. Throw on this V-neck.
It's pullover season for all the freaky bodies in America.
Hey, are you fat-ish? Come on.
Come on down.
Come on, get it on.
One more again.
We got that weird dog still and that weird old lady. You love them. Do you remember how much you love them?
It's buy one, get six free at Old Navy. Come on. Is this what it'll take?
Y'all want a Yahoo?
Yeah, I do, Griffin.
This Yahoo was sent in by Rachel Sperling, Game Recognized Game. Thank you, Rachel. It's by Yahoo Answers user Brian, who asks, why is Peepaw so rude? So today I was at my Peepaw's household, and he sneezed in my face.
That's pretty good.
Then laughed about it.
Yeah.
He's always doing rude things like this, and tripping me and my boyfriend when we walk by, and spitting on my ferret. The other day, he even picked his nose and wiped his booger on my clothing. Travis Patrick McElroy.
It's good. These are solid.
How can we get him to stop being so rude?
Why?
Spitting on the ferret is out of control. That's some next level rude grandpa technique. You think your grandpa's rude, talking about the war and just incessantly talking about his friends and their sacrifices? So rude. My grandpa spits on my ferret. Fuck you. You don't know shit.
These are all good goofs. If I was watching this happen, I would lose it.
Why is this ferret caked in grandpa's spit? I'll tell you why. It's because of my Jeeps.
If I God willing, live to an elderly age, I'm doing this. I'm hitting that point where it's
in
like,
a heartbeat,
Morey's out the window. What are you going to say?
But like, this is your kin.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you be nice to your kin? Don't you want them to remember you?
I know how angry I am at people who are younger than me now.
Oh, yeah.
I can only imagine that's going to be compounded in the intervening decades.
Yeah.
Don't even be young around me.
You want your grandchildren to wear old person makeup when they walk in the room.
Like Spike Jonze style.
Yeah.
I think one of my favorite memories of Pawpaw is like him sitting there and just whoever else was talking in the room, talking at a level that only you sitting next to him could hear, and he would just be like making fun of them or saying shit about him, like, yeah, just keeps on talking and nobody's really listening, and I don't know why she keeps talking like that. I'm like, I'd like to talk, but nobody else is going to let me because she's sitting there talking so loud. And it was the best thing.
It was a very subtle burn. He would very subtly spit on your ferret.
He used to, like, I remember one time with Pawpaw, we rolled up to, like, a Taco Bell, and he just kept saying, like, I want an apple pie. Ask them if they have apple pie. And then looking at me and winking, like, you dick. And then Mom would try to explain, like, no, Dad, they don't. This is Taco Bell. And he's like, but I want an apple pie. Wink. Like, you dick.
That's bit commitment. That's the one thing that old people have in spades, I think, is just the ability to say, I don't know if this bit's funny or not, but I'm going to lean into it. Because how many more bits am I going to get? I don't have an answer to that. I'm just going to go for it. I'm going to go whole hog.
Do you think that Papa is the reason they started carrying empanada?
Yeah, this old dude just keeps coming through and yelling about apple pies. He just keeps coming by with
these apple pies.
Are we missing a whole market?
I just thought about like getting home from Pawpaw's house and like changing into my pajamas and looking on the back of my shirt and there were boogers on it and not knowing where they came from. And I got like really, really, really genuinely upset.
You got me again, people. Damn it.
On this episode of Serial, we check the time on the bugs. We check them for crustiness and also old hairs.
Listen, see man, who if might I have put the bug books, on the shirt. I don't remember it. I don't remember the bugs. I mean, who remembers every bug they ever had?
15 years later, another clue was uncovered. Yeah, there were bugs on her shirt. How did we overlook these bugs?
No, if there had been bugs, the cops would have checked for bugs, right? Like they wouldn't have just let bugs.
We didn't have bug check technology 15 years ago. It was the 90s. We were all doing a lot of speed.
There's no way he could have booged all those cell phone towers.
Maybe your grandfather's Alan Funt. Maybe this is that camera game, and this is the best goose he can cook up.
Maybe your grandpa's Alan Funt, and you never noticed.
Maybe your grandpa's Carrot Top.
Mom, did you notice how Grandpa got really ripped like 12 years ago?
Poor Carrot Top. He's been ripped for longer than he hasn't been, and it's still all anyone can talk about.
Actually, I've talked about so many fucking other things. I had completely displaced that mental image from my mind, and now it's right back in there, so thanks, you two chuckle fucks.
Lots of important stuff in the news today, but first, Carrot Top still ripped 12 years later.
Still ripped. Isn't that silly?
All right. Money's up. Oh, shit.
The boys are back in town.
Don't call it a comeback.
Extreme Restraints is your place to get fucked, fuck, fuck up, fuck down, fuck anywhere around.
Fuck left, fuck right.
Put your penis in another penis in another penis.
Put your cock in your butt. Can't you do it? There's a tool for that.
Extreme Restraints is basically the Old Navy of fucking.
Extreme Restraints has the best fucks at the greatest values.
It's the Neiman Marcus of fucking, I think.
They're the Brooks Brothers of fucking.
We want you to experience ExtremeRestraints.com. Here are some of our favorite products. There's silicone Kegel balls. Put these everywhere.
Bagel balls.
Step one, put them everywhere.
How much would you pay for these? Well, they're free.
What the fuck?
Free silicone Kegel balls. They got internal weights that cause them to swirl and shake as you move. That's guaranteed to spice up any funeral if you're walking around with Kegel balls in your vagina.
Or butt. Or ears.
Or butt.
Or throat.
Everywhere.
Or just your pocket.
Probably not your throat.
Can I just say, it's been a while since we checked in on Extreme Restraints. Still one of the most fun websites to just browse.
Let me see. The absolute best.
If you want to just go check it out, it's the best.
My net nanny actually locked me out of it.
Now that I live in LA, I'm going to go check out like their warehouse and their showroom, and I'm so excited.
I want you to do like an infomercial from there where you're just walking around shaking people's hands.
Do you like to put stuff in your butt? Sure, we all do. Hi, I'm Travis McRae.
The stuff on ExtremeRestraints.com is so fucking crazy that whenever I comb their website, I just realized why I've been cooking this goof up in my head. I've been staring at a picture of a dick for 30 seconds. But anyway, the things are so weird that sometimes I think that, not weird, I should say varied. Let's go with that because everybody's got to have their gree-gree. Sometimes I think that if I click on one, it'll say that's not a real one. Like when ThinkGeek does their April Fool's thing. Like, what? You disgusting monster. That's not a real thing. There's not really a remote control cock ring.
Or it's something where it's like they put it up and it's like, well, that's been up for 3 years and no one's clicked it. We didn't think we'd actually have to like, okay, let's see. It's a thing. I don't know. Give us some time to workshop it.
So I swordfished my net nanny and accessed the World Wide Web to go to Extreme Restraints. And right now I'm looking at the Oppressor chastity device, which is on sale. It's $119, down for $150. That's fucking huge value.
Just in time for Christmas.
Just in time for Christmas. And this device is, it looks crazy, and I couldn't understand how it could be used until I am looking at it on a dick now. Puts your dick in a cage, and that's essential for this chastity device. Stay in there. You did a crime. And then there's like a little containment zone that your balls go in, because they got to be contained. But then hanging off the back of the device is a rod with a ball on the end of it, and I guess that's for your butt. So it is an all-in-one device, sort of like the magic bullet for your dick and your balls and your whole butt, and I wore it when I won a car. So now... Oh, there's a urethral plug, too. Every hole is catered to. Every hole. What do you need? What do you have? We got
this. Is an item
and it's iPhone compatible. So
here's an item I've never seen before. Single locking shower suction handles.
Oh,
you get these wet, you put them in the shower, and you look like Mission and Cruise in the fourth Mission Impossible movie. What did I say?
Mission and Cruise.
Mission and Cruise.
Together again.
Together again. No, you look like Tom Cruise, and they're like, you stick these onto your shower wall, and you fuck there.
It's weird. I'm looking at the subcategories on the side of the page, which includes bondage gear, electro sex gear, dildos, and insertables. There's a subcategory called fucking machines, and I clicked it, and a picture of Tom Wopat popped up.
Just with two thumbs pointing to himself.
Just pointing at himself, which is weird.
Just a good old boy.
And here's the best
thing that moves.
Right now, Monday to Monday, starting today till next Monday, 30% off everything at ExtremeRestraints.com.
Go fuck yourself.
30% off with the coupon code BROTHERSFRIDAY, all one word. And even if you miss that, even if you get this after next Monday, It's 10% off for the rest of 2014.
Guys, I know that we highlighted some of the more extreme of these restraints, including the oppressor and Tom Wopat, but there is a lot of fun stuff on there.
Basically, so maybe, for every interest level, you're going to find something that's
going to really spice it up. Going to be dirt cheap.
So go to extremerestraints.com and use the coupon code BROTHERSFRIDAY to get 30% off.
Please go buy this stuff so that we can keep doing these spots. They are the best sponsors still. The prodigal son hath returneth.
And make sure to send us pictures of what you buy.
No, not while you use it. Pre-used, or right out of the
definitely
box.
Definitely while you use it.
Nope, right out of the box. Brand new.
Load up our inbox.
Don't, please.
Put us on watch lists.
Don't do this thing.
So you fucked out. You fucked yourself out.
I'm out of, guys, I just checked. I'm out of fluid.
What do you turn to when you're done watching, you're done fucking yourself with Tom Wopat?
While you consume your power bar and you drink your Gatorade.
You put the bag back over his head and you put him in the closet. He's done for now.
See you tomorrow, Tom.
Poke some holes in there for Tom Wopat or he won't be there tomorrow.
No.
Put a twig and a leaf in his container.
It's so important that you recreate Tom Wopat's natural habitat. He's going to be scared.
Why do you have a cross-stitched pillow hanging off your bedroom closet door that says Tom's Place?
Well, there's a good reason for that. Tom Wopat is my fuck prisoner.
And my constant.
And my constant. I love him so much.
So Hulu Plus is the best way to spend your time after you have sex with Tom Wopat. Whatever you want to watch, however much time you have, like if you have days to kill, Hulu Plus is going to be there for you. There is an insane amount of content on this website. Whatever shows that you've been missing that you want to catch up on, they have a blue million of them. You want to watch all of Sybil, including the episodes with Tom Wopat? They're there.
Do you want to watch the illegal banned episodes of Sybil?
The too hot for TV episodes?
That involve Sybil turning Tom Wopat into a fuck prisoner.
They're there.
They're all there.
They're not there.
They're not there.
But my favorite thing, and every time I turn on Hulu, I find something on there that either I've forgotten it existed or I just assumed wouldn't be out to watch yet because it was too new, and it's there. Yesterday, I found Garth Marenghi's Dark Place, which is, it's hilarious. It's like a 6-episode spoof on like 70s and 80s like horror shows. It is the funniest thing I've ever watched, and I haven't watched it since it was on TV. And there it is, on Hulu, every episode of the season. And like that's all I did for the rest of the day. I was like, well, this is what I'm doing. So I guarantee you, it's like $7.99 a month and the greatest value for that money because you're going to find something new on there every time you look.
I guess we could do an ANTM check-in, although it seems like they're fucking calming it down a little bit. Like they've actually been modeling and not like doing DNA tests and dressing up like Native American robots.
Mm-hmm.
Although they did make them act, and that should just be banned from the show from this point on. No more acting.
Did Aaron Sorkin leave the show?
Yes, Aaron Sorkin left the show, and now the dialogue has become extremely heavy-handed.
I'm embarrassed to say I'm like 3 episodes behind.
You dummy. You stupid idiot. I have nobody else to talk. Nobody else is watching this show except for me and Rachel. We have
on the planet.
On the planet. Tyra turned to the camera in the last episode and said, thank you, Griffin and Rachel. And then she made everybody eat ribs for some reason. Everybody just started eating ribs at panel. She was like, aren't these great?
If you're intrigued, you can go to HuluPlus.com/mybrother and get a whole extra week for free. There's a single week free trial. If you sign up regularly with us, you're going to get an extra week. Go to HuluPlus.com/mybrother and boys in the house, booch tooch.
I have a special message for Sarah and Oliver, and it's from Sean. Sean says to Sarah and Oliver, congratulations, Sarah. I love you so much, and I'm excited to be starting a family with you. Welcome, Oliver, and I've been waiting for months for this. What's up, you cool baby? Oh, it's a baby. So the baby was born.
Probably it's the baby.
That's a good name for a baby.
It might also just be like a house guest he's been waiting for.
Maybe, but probably a baby, though. What if this episode of the podcast is the first thing that the baby hears?
I mean, with our scheduling, he's probably like 3 years old.
He's probably 19 years old. But what if this baby has grown up listening to our voices and we're like, it's three daddies? Sarah and Sean, congratulations.
Do you know Sean is the dad? You don't. Stop with the fucking contextual leaps, Griffin. You're going to get us in legal hot water one of these days. Going to get Franklin and Bash to come bail us out. They're not there anymore for us.
They said
I got real lawyers.
They said I'm excited to start a family with you.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he's her uncle.
Okay.
Maybe he's the wacky landlord who pops in from time to time.
Maybe he's Mr. Belvedere. Maybe he's Mr. Belvedere.
Did you think about that, Griffin? Maybe we're looking at a full Belv.
Did Mr. Belvedere like roll up into the estate and be like, I'm your dad now?
Do you not remember the episode in which he was a sperm donor because they couldn't get pregnant?
No, I'm your daddy.
TV, but it's on Hulu Plus.
Here, have some of my fancy jism. Sorry, I may have missed the cup a bit. Streaks on the china.
And streaks on jism, I bet.
The secret to getting jism off your china is a little bit of soda water and mustard. Fancy mustard. Great Poupon. I jizzed on the china.
I love that show.
Just scrape a little jism off the china. There's a baby waiting for you.
Bob, you can't go to work like that. You're coming in jism. Change your shirt. I'll launder them.
Honey, I think we need to fire Mr. Belvedere.
I'm too afraid.
I can hear perfectly. Decades of tantric jisming giving me the ability to hear far beyond those of mortal men.
We have ruined this super sweet message that this person has written for a baby.
So anyway, Oliver, welcome to Earth. It's pretty much like this all the time. Trav, did we have another message?
We do. It's for Sean the Bandana Mitchell, and it's from Jen Rampage Hernandez.
Fuck yeah.
There is no chance of this getting to you on time. If there is any time left, Mary Jane loves you, and the cuckoo has left the nest. No. You know what to do. Godspeed.
Hey, how come somebody assassinated Joe Biden yesterday? I don't know. It must have been some sort of weird sort of activation Splinter Cell code word.
Oh, no, the wires got crossed and he just jizzed all over Joe Biden.
Oh, no.
No.
Not again.
He made a Biden job.
We don't know what that message was about, but we hope it activated whoever you intended to activate.
We are not legally responsible for any activation that happens on this show.
Legally responsible for any soiling of Mr. Vice President Joe Biden.
What's up? My name is Jasper Red, co-host of The Goose Down, along with the lovely Kimberly Clark, and we want to invite you into the comfort and groove of our podcast that encompasses the arts and entertainment. You can check us out at MaximumFun.org, also available on iTunes. See ya.
My girlfriend has started writing a Harry Potter fan fiction with two characters loosely based on
those. Well,
hold on. Okay, she has told me that these two characters eventually end up dating. I'm a little worried. Will her writing reveal uncomfortable truths about how she sees me or wishes that I was? Should I stop reading now or am I worried about nothing? That's from Confundus Charmed in California. Folks, these are the kinds of questions we need. This is a perfect my brother me question. Thank you.
When Steve the Wizard pulled out his wand, Jenna said, sure, it's a little small, but that's okay. Love you.
It's filled
with... Hey, honey. I want to talk about this paragraph.
No, it's a wand. I talked about how it's phoenix feather and dragon heart string. And boy, I wish it was thicker. Just a little bit.
And Steve the Wizard always chewed with his mouth open. And Sarah the Wizard hated that. Hey, Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, let's talk about this.
One day, Sarah the Wizard got an enchanted dagger and buried it in his fucking throat because he couldn't keep his goddamn mouth shut. And I'm talking to you.
I mean, first of all, let's talk about the terminology, because it doesn't sound like Harry Potter fan fiction. It sounds like maybe a little bit of extended universe, a little bit of EU, a little bit of like Harry Potter Tales from the Mos Eisley Cantina.
Yeah, canon G.
If it's perhaps. Canon G, that's perfectly fine. Because when you say fan fiction, I immediately think of, you know, a lot of Draco's throbbing member. And
oh, you're thinking of slash fiction.
Right, that's synonymous.
No, fan fiction can be completely completely benign. And
oh, yeah? Have you read a lot of that?
Well,
no, you've read a lot of Shadow the Hedgehog. Fucking Big the Cat's Asshole is what you have read, sir.
I love those Shadow the Hedgehog, Big's the Cat slash fictions.
Yeah. Oh, were you laughing because you think that's a thing that doesn't exist? Or are you laughing because you know and acknowledge that that is half of all fan fiction?
No, I was laughing because I get actual enjoyment from reading those. It makes me very happy.
Okay, good.
I think that this question would be more troubling. Wouldn't you be more troubled, question asker, if she was writing two characters loosely based on you who were not dating, and instead she was dating, like, the captain of the Quidditch team? That would be
and
more troubling.
And you thought that was you, and then it turned out the captain of the Quidditch team had, like, a weird mole that you don't have. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute.
Wait
That's
a minute.
That's not me.
Our neighbor Jerry has a mole, though, and he's great at Quidditch. God damn it, Jerry. Please don't take her just because you can. I'm sorry. I can't catch the golden snitch.
Snitches are beyond compare.
His mole is covered with gross hair. Oh, Jesus.
With ivory skin and dragons of emerald green.
Okay. This sucks on a lot of different levels.
Isn't this a great test of, like, a relationship? That first time someone hands you their fan fiction.
Their manuscript.
How you react to that will determine the course of your love forever.
Can I say, you guys, like, I secretly think I would enjoy the hell out of writing fan fiction.
What universe would you want to dip into? What universe would you want to dip into?
If I had to write fan fiction in a universe, which one would I want to inhabit?
Yes.
I mean, I wrote a spec office script once, which was basically this.
Yeah,
so that maybe, like, that was basically fan fiction,
That was potentially for a job. And it was good...
But
isn't it all fan fiction until someone pays you for it?
That's a good point. Yeah, I mean, when J.K. Rowling wrote the original Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, that was actually Dune fan fiction. Not a lot of people know that.
Very she little details had to change.
House Atreides was just House Gryffindor. They just changed the name of it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think I would want to dip into Quantum Leap. It's such a rich vein.
God.
What can't you do?
I would write the hell out of some Quantum Leap.
Oh, I want to do one where he leaps into Santa Claus.
Travis, that's a fucking good idea.
Thank you, Justin. Oh, and who's
batting
partnering
down the hatches.
Up with?
I'm ready
he's
to
partnering
read.
Up with Doctor Who.
I'm going to go actually run into the bedroom really quick and grab Rachel's laptop and read you guys some of her Quantum Leap slash fiction that she's written. Because that is her favorite show of all time.
Oh, boy!
Yeah.
I'm leaping!
I know what you're thinking. There's a lot of hologram sex involved. And you know what I'm thinking, that you're absolutely right. Yes. Congratulations.
Swiss cheese memory and an ass like Gruyere.
Oh, my God. Don't. She still manages to write in a scene where Scott Bakula gets to sing, though. Because it's in his writer. I'll fuck a physical manifestation of Ziggy, and I'll have hologram sex too. But you gotta let me dress up like the Big Bopper. Okay, Scott.
That is an ironclad contract when he anticipated slash fiction.
Yep.
In case, like, 25 years from now, people are writing on the internet about me having sex with Ziggy, I have to sing in those stories.
Come on, Donald Belisario. You want me? I've talked about this before, but how fucking good would, like, an adventure game series set in Quantum Leap be? I think about it, and I get so excited. I could write that. Is that fan fiction?
How about it, Telltale?
Are you talking about, like, a video game scenario or, like, a board game card game scenario?
No. Video game scenario. Be so fucking tight. I would write it for free.
You can make any game into a Quantum Leap game by just having a scene at the beginning where he leaps. Like, there's very few distinguishing features of it other than the leaping. It's not like he gets super strength or anything cool like that.
You could do it right now just by editing in, like, scenes into video games where, like, just for 1 second he looks at the camera and says, like, oh boy. And then you just keep going and you're like, hold on. Wait, is this a Quantum Leap game? Is GoldenEye a Quantum Leap game?
Did we talk about Quantum Leap slash fan fiction enough that we'll actually be forced into making some because I really want to write some fan fiction.
Isn't everyone just looking for an excuse to write some fan fiction? Like, I guess I
need
will.
To do a Patreon where we just write Quantum Leap. I got to do it. It's for the donors.
Yeah,
for,
yeah.
I don't want to be writing fan fiction.
This Yahoo was sent in by Level 700 Yahoo Shaman, Drew Davenport. Thank you, Drew. It's by Yahoo Answers user Joe, who asks, Chris Angel versus Santa Claus.
Ooh.
Who is more magical?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to ruin it, but I'm going down through the dozens of responses to this question. Dozens of people who decided this is going to be worth their while. It is almost entirely Chris Angel. Almost all in Chris Angel's corner.
Serious question.
Yeah.
If it was revealed that Chris Angel was some kind of like incubus character, some kind of actual like demon person, would you be shocked at all?
If he was some sort of Nephilim?
Yes. If it turned out that he was like an agent of Mephistopheles and like had some unearthly powers.
If it turned out he was an agent of Mr. Mephistopheles.
If he was a Jellicle cat. If it turned out that he was a Jellicle cat and ascended to the heavy time layer, whatever it's called, would you be shocked?
Sent, let me see. I'm going to show you a trick. Hand me those sardines.
Love them.
I love these things. I love them shits. Now watch this. I'm going to put a sword through my belly.
Look at that sand over there. You see how smooth and not chunky that sand is? Give me a second.
Check this out. Poopy poop poop poop.
Sweet.
Sweet. Did you like my magic? My vip.
Check out that laser pointer.
You want to say, hold on.
Hey, put me in here. Can I tell you guys something? This is the truth.
Yeah.
When I was a young child, I saw David Copperfield on TV performing his illusion of flight.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps one of you could Wikipedia that to find out the exact year and the name of that special, because it was something amazing. But I watched his illusion of flight, and in my young mind, as a young boy, I seriously entertained for the span of a few days afterwards that David Copperfield may be an angel. I thought, wait, now don't laugh.
No, I'm going to. Fuck you.
No, I thought that David Copperfield, in his special, his flight
1992.
Perfect, 12. That's exactly where I thought I was. And what was the name of that special? Do you have that on hand?
The Magic of David Copperfield 14, Flying-Live the Dream. Calm the fuck down, David Copperfield.
Good name, Davey. So I was so stumped by how he did this trick.
Mm-hmm.
I entertained that he was an angel who was on Earth to convince the people that miracles can happen. I thought that David Copperfield was perhaps an angel, and that was the best explanation.
Can I just say, like, it being the 90s, I'm amazed that that wasn't like a movie or a TV special or something where it's like, you know who's popular right now? That David Copperfield. People love the angels and stuff, so let's make it where he's really doing magic and solving crimes.
That was actually the finale of The Secrets of Magic Revealed. The masked magician who's like putting everybody on blast, like, and here's the secret behind David Copperfield. He's a fucking angel, guys. Like, I've looked at that shit through every angle, and this guy's a motherfucking angel. I have no idea. Why can't we see his halo? That's the great magic trick. He made that shit disappear. He must have linked it with another ring and then pulled it off his fucking head.
It's beautiful. He had to give up his halo when he revealed his abilities to Earth people.
Is that how it works?
In my fan fiction. Yesterday, my roommate of 5+ years walked into my room and asked to borrow my nail clippers like it was the most normal thing in the world. I had two questions for you guys, but first, the answers were real obvious. Is that okay? No. How do you say no to that? No, you may not use my nail clippers. The real question at the root of this is, how do I figure out what other weird stuff he thinks is normal? And that's from, well, please don't use my nail clippers in Pittsburgh. First off, thanks for handling our light work.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that weird.
What?
What?
The nail clipper borrowing?
Yeah.
Sorry, what, Travis?
Yeah. I know. I feel like I should, but like I think if Brent in college had walked into my room and said, like, hey, can I borrow your nail clippers? I wouldn't have thought twice about it. I would have just handed it to her and said, here you go, good friend.
Okay, but when I use nail clippers, I don't just, like, clip my nails. I get in there.
Yeah.
I do some work in there, some reconstructive work.
Yeah, you get out the speculum. Mm-hmm. That's one of the attachments, isn't it?
So mm-hmm. is the mm-hmm. fear that, okay, is the fear like, A, that their feet are so gross you're going to catch something from like their fingernails or their toenails?
Travis, why do I have to spell this out for you? Like, they're nail clippers.
Uh-huh.
It's gross.
Everything, and you're worried about the feet, I'm more worried about the hands. Because everything you ever touch, including your butthole, is going to get under there. And then it's going to get on there, and then it's going to get on your shit when you touch it.
What kind of honeypots of items can you leave around the house just to see if he'll pick them up and utilize them?
And make yourself look like a chair as you, like, document it and be like, okay, he used my toothbrush. I need to move out.
And now you're sitting on me.
You jerked off on my china. Okay. Pretty weird. It's not explicitly what that's for, but wish you'd jerk off on your own china.
Why do we have two sets of china in our college apartment?
I don't know. One's real streaky.
Folks, thank you so much for listening to our podcast. We hope you've enjoyed recording it with us.
Weird, because they didn't do that.
No, they're all here with me. They've just been really quiet.
I'm on some meds. There. All right. It's out.
I'm on some fucking meds. I've been sick for...
What are you on?
Fucking Quill, I've been sick for a week and a half. I've become like a fucking cough syrup sommelier. I believe this is generic brand Walgreens Dayquil, and there's like an earthy sort of acetaminophen. Delicious. I love it. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to our show. We hope you had fun. Listen, thank you to people on Twitter tweeting about the show. People like Roller Girl, James Gowdy, Pee Wee, Scotty Moe, Hillary Fink, Neil, Louisa Heron, Taylor Bear, The Doctor, Diana Nock, Katie Shackelford, Chloe Chef, RJ Moore, Pluto, so many others. We really appreciate it. We're at MBNBAM on Twitter if you want to follow us there or tweet about the show or whatever.
And just a heads up so you don't miss it. Tickets for Max FunCon go on sale after Thanksgiving. And they always sell out, and it is always, like, the most fun time. It is a solid weekend of good time. You will never be more exhausted in your life than you are Sunday afternoon. So make sure to go get your tickets. We can't tell you who's going to be there. Like, we don't even know yet. The lineup doesn't drop till after, like, long after tickets go on sale. But trust me, it's always a solid lineup. Last year, I think Michael Ian Black was there. Kyle Kinane was there 2 years ago. John Hodgman's, like, almost always there. Maria Bamford, it's always a solid lineup. I think
Jesse tweeted that, this is Max Fun boss, Jesse Thorne. He tweeted that you would be well served to bring some farm wisdom with you.
So take that how you will. Said.
I don't know what he meant by that.
I think Kamal and Emily from the Indoor Kids were there last year.
They were. What I understand, killed it. There's classes. Yeah. There's a comedy show. There's parties. You're going to make some new friends. You get to hang out with everybody who's there. It is like a solid good time. We love going. So make sure to get your tickets. Don't miss out. And yeah, it may be a trek for some people, but it's once a year and it's worth it.
It's a trek for everybody. It's at the top of the fucking mountain.
It's at the goddamn throat of the world.
Literally, it is at the throat. There is a high school there called Throat of the World High School.
Not Throat of the World.
I think it is.
What is it?
Rim of the World, top here. Of the world, edge
rim of the world. Rim of the World sounds good. I think, at World's Rim?
I think it's Fusroda University.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to thank John Roderick and the Long Winters, both of them, for the use of our theme song. It's a departure off the album Putting the Days to Bed. If you haven't listened to that album in fullness, I feel like we still get tweets every week like, oh man, this is a good CD. Yeah, no shit.
I know. Also, why are you buying CDs?
Yeah.
I just went to Sam Goody, and I'm listening to this great compact disc. Oh, I dropped my mic.
We got a YouTube channel, youtube.com/MBNBAM. We just crossed 5,000 subscribers there.
Yeah.
And we want you to be 5,000 and change or whatever. Maybe be the 5,000 a month. I don't know.
And if you like the videos, the best way to get the word out is to just like share it on your Facebook or tweet about it. I keep seeing people who like the videos and say, like, why aren't more people watching these? Because we need you to show them to people. And I guarantee, it, like, there's so many shorts up now. And if you haven't watched the animated videos that Tyler Crowley has been making, they are the fucking best. And
do we have a new one coming up this week?
We do. There's a new one coming out Friday. You're going to love it.
Are we done?
No, also, check out all the other Max Fun shows. They're all great.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we're doing a live show in Huntington.
Yeah.
You go to bit.ly/CandleNightsLive, and you can get tickets to see my brother, and me. I know we sold over half the tickets. They are selling briskly, I would say. I think that's fair to say. They're selling briskly, so you want to go pick those up. They're just $15. Sawbones will be opening for my brother, and me, so you're going to get two podcasts at the price of one.
It's a holiday special titled The Magic of the McElroy Brothers 14 Flying Live the Dream.
So you don't want to miss
it. We've got people coming in. I just found out, I saw a tweet about it, coming down from Delaware, coming down from New Jersey, and coming in from Pennsylvania. So, like, this may be the biggest tourism event Huntington has ever had.
We have people coming in from Canada and Switzerland.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. No pressure.
No pressure. Just like get there. And that's going to do it for us.
Cool.
Griffin, you have one last Yahoo question?
To chew on. This final Yahoo is sent in by Rachel Sperling. Thank you again, Rachel. It's by Yahoo Answers user Greg, who asks, was Jeremy Pearl Jam arrested for the stuff he did in the video?
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy. This has been my brother, and me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.
Hi,
my name's Dave.
And my name's Graham.
Now, what do we have to do to put you in a brand new podcast today?
Yeah.
What, do you want me to drink bleach? I'll do it.
Yeah, Dave will drink bleach.
If that's what it takes to get you to listen to Stop Podcasting Yourself on MaximumFun.org.
Don't make Dave drink bleach. Just listen to the show. He will, but don't make him.
Stop Podcasting Yourself.